We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Ha'oise Shliach Ligbois Choivoi, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Yud Gimel. We started talking about the mitzvah of Mila, Bris Mila, and now Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify it. He's going to discuss the two major phases of a Bris Mila. V'ze b'chinas Mila u'priya. Now he's going to explain the two phases. Mila, the actual cutting and removal of the orla, the foreskin, and priya, which is where the moil tears a thin membrane of skin there and folds it over. And the Gemara tells us, umol v'loy pora kilu loy mol. If only the first step was done, the mila, what we call the chituch, the cutting, and not the priya, it's as if there was no bris mila. It's not complete. K'mayisham Rabbi Senuzal, as the Gemara tells us. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki oyer ha'orla v'oyer ha'priya ha'choifin al ha'bris kodesh hein b'china shnei klipois ha'choifin al ha'tzadik. Because the two coverings that cover the bris, one being the orla, the foreskin, and number two, that thin membrane, are similar to two klipos, two powers of tumah that try to cover and block a tzaddik from accomplishing what he needs to accomplish. Shekol odom tzorech lisyageya lechatchom uleshabram ulevatlam, whereby every single person has to strive to do everything they can to cut and destroy these two klipos. Ki oyer ha'orla, because the skin of the orla, hu bechinas ra gomor kayodua, represents something that's all bad, total evil. Kayodua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. We know that Yechezkel Anovi, the prophet Yechezkel, saw a heavenly vision, and in his vision, we're told he saw four aspects of darkness. He saw Onon Godol, Ruach Seorah, Eish Mislakachas. Those are three. And those three are grouped together. And then he saw Noiga, something called Noiga. And the Sifrei Kabbalah teach us that the three, the Ruach Soro, Onon Godol, Esh Mislakachas, they represent Ra Gomor, something that's completely bad. Noiga is something gray. It's something that's a combination of good and bad. So now Rav Nosson Zal tells us it's known that the Oyer Ha'orla, the skin of the Orla, that represents Ra Gomor. Ze bechinas haklipa hagemura shemesis esodo midarkei Hashem Yisborach. That represents the evil inclination that tries to convince a person to go against Hashem, not to go in the ways of Hashem, not to do mitzvahs, and to do averus. Veroitze lemonoi miderach hachaim legamri. And that evil wants to block the person completely from going on the path of life, and to prevent a person completely from fulfilling any of the mitzvahs of Hashem. So therefore, this is something that all of us can understand, that every Jew has to battle this and try to destroy this, eliminate this obstacle. However, even after a Jew succeeds in cutting away and destroying this evil, and the person is zoichet to serve Hashem, and to fulfill the mitzvahs, to stay away from the things that a Jew is supposed to stay away from, v'la'asos tov, and to perform all the good deeds that a Jew is supposed to perform, afal pikein adayin tzrichin l'shaber haklipo hadako shehu b'chinas noiga. The person has not yet finished the job. They haven't gotten rid of all the evil. They still have to address a second kind of evil, which is a very thin klipa, which is called noiga. Shehi bechinas oir hapriya. That's that thin membrane that the moel has to tear that skin and fold it over. That's called the priya. She'achizoso nishtalshel mimi sheloi zocho lezakei chatzmoi legamri, whereby this concept of noiga, this concept of this klipa of priya, is related to a person who has not yet purified himself completely, and therefore this person is still looking for a reward for his good deeds. He still wants the reward of Olam Haba for his mitzvahs, which means Shehu Mekabel Adayim. This person is still a taker. He's still in the category of taker. He needs, he wants to get paid for what he's doing. Shemishom Achizas Ha'atzvus V'Hadin. And that's the source from where depression and judgment and all kinds of negative things come from. When a person's a Mekabel, he's a taker. Shemishom Nishtal Shel Achizas HaKlipos Kanal. And that's also the source from which all Tuma draws. However, since this person we're talking about now, this tzaddik, who's doing mitzvahs, only doing good things, since he's not a complete mekabel, since he's not looking for a total free ride, kiafal pikein, because after all, zocho lehistaker socher mishulam bischar mitzvaysa, this individual has earned his reward from all the mitzvahs that he's doing. Rak sheyesh boy achizo dako mibechinas mekabel. However, he still has a little bit of that taker instinct inside of him. Bechinas atzvus, which is associated with depression, unhappiness, unfulfillment. Alkein nishtal shela yedeze klipo dako. Because this is sort of a negative thing, therefore, there is this thin klipa, this tiny klipa, shehu bechinas klipas hapriya, which is that membrane, that additional membrane that the moel has to be able to remove, the klipas hapriya, shetzrichin lekora, whereby the mitzvah is to tear it, ulagarsha, and to pull it back, to move it away from the bris kodesh, kedei legalois heoras hatzadik yisoid olam, in order to reveal the true glory of the bris, the true face of the bris, which is referred to as tzadik yisoid, the mid of yisoid, shehu bechinas mashpia. And we know, we saw before, that the tzadik is giver, he's all about giving. Ki efsher, now listen to these words. Ki efsher sheyizgale haoras hatzadik, because it is impossible to really reveal the light of the tzadik, bechinas mashpia, who is a giver. Ki im kishemizakhin atzmoi, until a person purifies themselves to such a degree, at she'ein boy shum achizas mekabel klal, to the point where the person is 0% taker. They're not a taker, they don't want anything. They're not looking for any reward, payment, nothing. Dehainu, meaning, kishemevatel shteya klipois anal, only after the person has succeeded in eliminating both klipois, the first klipa being the orla, which represents that evil inclination that tries to get a person to do sins and to avoid mitzvahs, and then to remove that second klipa, which even after a person is doing only mitzvahs and only good things, but still he's doing it for reward. He thinks he needs to be rewarded. He doesn't know that there's nothing more rewarding in life than serving Hashem, than doing a mitzvah. Shemevatel gam achizas haklipa adak hashnia, only after a person succeeded in eliminating the hold of that second thin klipa, the hainu she'enoi roitzel lekabel afilu schar olam haba b'shul mitzvoisav kanal, meaning that the person has gotten to the level where he's not even interested in getting any future reward for his mitzvahs. Shayidei ze daiko nizgale heoras hatzadik. When a person gets to that level, then they're able to reveal the true light of the tzaddik, shehu bechinas mashpia. The tzaddik is all about, is wall to wall giving. He's all about giving, not taking. V'alkein nikra priya. And this is why this procedure, this second procedure that's done at the bris, is called priya. The word priya has several meanings. The word priya means to uncover. Priyas roish means to uncover the hair of the woman who is a soita, for example. And priya also means to pay up, to repay, to pay a loan. V'alkei nikra priya, loshin priya v'shilum. Because this is tied into paying back. Bechinas priyas balchoiv. As a person who's in debt, a person who borrows, has to pay back. K'ayidei kol ha-mitzvois shoisin. Because as we learned earlier, through every mitzvah that a Jew performs, Poirin u'mishalmin l'Hashem Yisborach eschoiv ha-halvoa shechayovim lo'i mitchila sabriya. We're paying Hashem back the debt that we owe Hashem from the beginning of creation. Because when Hashem created the world and put everything in it for our benefit, He did it for free. All of that. We didn't do anything to deserve it, to justify it whatsoever. It was all freebie. And it was not gift, it was loan, it was credit. Hashem was extending credit with the understanding that when man will be created and when there'll be a Jewish nation and there'll be those Jews who will observe mitzvahs, ma'is, and toivim, and they will be sending those mitzvahs and those prayers up to Hashem, that'll be the beginning of the payback. That's where Hashem is starting to get returns on His loan. Kanal b'tchila sunyan, as we discussed earlier in the beginning of this topic, Ayin Leah, look back a few pages. Avoli efsher lifroya ulashalam Hashem Yisborach es hachoiv. However, it's impossible to fully pay Hashem back for this debt. Kiim al yidei hatzadik she'oisa hamitzvah b'simcha mehamitzvah b'yatzma. The only ones who are able to really pay back Hashem completely are those tzadikim who get to a level where when they're doing mitzvahs, they're not looking for any reward whatsoever. Their reward is in the mitzvah itself. Shayidei ze daiko oile kol ha'oilam v'choyze l'sharosh ha'kanal. When a tzadik gets to that level, then he and the entire world that's plugged into him all gets elevated to its source. Kanal, as we discussed earlier. Nimtza, we conclude therefore, shedaiko al yedei b'chinas mitzvahs priya, that it's through that second step that the moel does, which is what differentiates the Jews from the non-Jews. We mentioned Arabs get circumcised. Non-Jews and Jews get circumcised in the hospital. Doctors, surgeons are doing circumcisions, but usually at best, they're only doing the chituch. They're only doing step one. They don't do the priya. The priya is what really completes the deal. That's what really makes it work. This step now. And this is why Nimsa Shedaika Idebchinas Mitzvah's Priya. It's specifically through that second step, Shehu Bechinas Hatzadi Kanal, Shemachnia Haklipa Ashnia Kanal, which represents those greatest tzadikim who are zeichet to succeed in defeating that second klipa, that thin klipa, through the fact that the tzaddik is on such a level that he's not interested in any olam haba, any reward whatsoever for his mitzvah. That's how they pay back Hashem 100% for any credit, for anything Hashem laid out in the beginning of creation. He gets it all back through those tzaddikim. V'alkei nikra priya, and that's why out of all the words for the Gemara to choose to refer to that mitzvah, they should have called it kriya. Kriya means tearing the skin and folding. Out of all the words to use, it's this word priya, bechinas priyas balchoiv. It's hinting to what we spoke about here, that every Jew who does mitzvahs is paying back Hashem to a degree. But it's these tzaddikim who are operating in the form of priya, where not only do they get rid of the satan completely, but they even rid themselves of any desire whatsoever for reward, payment. They're not expecting anything. They're just looking to give to Hashem. They're the ones who are really paying back Hashem's loan. Paragraph paragraph Yudalid, v'ze b'chinas kois yayin shemevi'in levorech achramila. And this will also explain a third step that's performed at a bris milah, whereby they fill up a cup of wine, and they say bracha over it, and they say all kinds of blessings over it, and they name the child while holding that cup of wine. Ze b'chinas yayin hamisameach. We know the Torah teaches us that wine is a form of happiness. Shezoichin al yidei mitzvah mila, which was zoicha by performing this mitzvah of mila, shehu b'chinas simcha kanal. Because we said before, the mitzvah of mila is simcha, is happiness, because that's when the Jew starts paying Hashem back. A Jewish child that's born into the world, for the first 8 days, he's on the take. He's just getting. On day number 8, when he allows them to cut him, and he's screaming and he's bleeding for Hashem, that's when he's starting to pay Hashem back. And that's when he's getting rid of the atzvas. He's getting rid of, he's stopping to be a taker and he's starting to be a giver. Ki simcha shel osid mechuna b'shem yayin hamesameach. Because the joy and happiness that the tzaddikim are going to have in the future, the Torah refers to that like as joyous wine. B'chinas yayin hameshumer l'osid. The wine that's reserved for the future. K'meshekosva, as the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, chapter 1, Nogila v'nismecha boch, Hashem, there's going to come a time when we're going to rejoice and be very happy with you. Nazkiro doidecho miyayin. We're going to remember you from wine. So wine represents simcha. Paragraph Tesvov. V'zeh b'chinas Hashem shenoisin latinoik achra mila. And with this we'll understand the name that's given to the child immediately after he has his bris milah. That's when they give a name to the child. Shehi b'chinas simcha kanal. Which again, we said bris milah is simcha. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to give a beautiful explanation for this. Ki ikar ha'adam nivra b'shul sheyizke al yedei maisav ha'toivim lichloil achar abriya b'koidam abriya. Because the main reason why Hashem created man was so that man, through his good deeds, would succeed in taking the world after it's been created and plugging it back into that state of holiness and purity that existed before creation, when there was just wall-to-wall Hashem. Levatel ho'atzvus v'adin min olam, to remove all the depression and judgment and pain and suffering from the world. Levatel b'chinas v'yisatzei v'liboi, to eliminate the depression, hanemar kishe'ein ho'olam misnai kishurach Hashem, which the Torah says is what happens when the world does not behave properly, when the people were so bad that they deserve to have a flood. The Torah says, Vayisatze Veliboy, Hashem was very depressed. Rak, but rather, Sheyiskayim Yismach Hashem Bemasov, Yismach Yisrael Boisov. Our mission is to get to a level where Hashem should be very happy with all of his creations, and we, the Jewish people, should be happy with our Creator. Ki iefsher sheyuchlal achar abriya bekoidam abriya, because it is impossible for the world, which is after creation, to plug into Hashem, which is before creation. Hainu, meaning sheyachzor ha'olam l'sharoshoy, that the world should go back to its roots. Ki im al yedei simcho ha'amitius mehamitzvah bi'atzma, until we get to a level where we're doing mitzvahs in such a way that we are enjoying the mitzvah itself. Shehi achdusoi. And mitzvah is one with Hashem. Mitzvah and Hashem are the same thing. Ki ein atzvus lifnei amokoim. Because there is no such thing as depression in the presence of Hashem. So if a person's depressed, the first thing they know is they ain't in Hashem's presence. Hashem gets lost when a person is depressed, chas v'shalom. Hashem leaves them, chas v'shalom. The Gemara says this clearly in Shabbos, that the Shekhinah will not rest with a person when they're depressed, and only mitoich simcha shel mitzvah. V'al kein, and therefore, Kol zman she'ha'olam u'b'chinas mekabel, so long as the world is still in the category of taking, v'yesh bo'y eza achizem u'b'chinas atzvus, which means they still have a little bit of a connection to depression, eino yochoy lichbal b'Hashem yisborach kavyo. It cannot plug in properly and fully to Hashem. Ki ein lovo yel shar hamelech belevush sok. Just like we see in Megillah Esther, if you recall, that Mordechai HaTzadik put on ashes and sackcloth to mourn the terrible decree that was issued against the Jews. But then Queen Esther said that she's going to have to appear before the king, and she has to get dressed up for the occasion, because she said, because one cannot enter into the entranceway of the king when they're dressed in sackcloth, when they're unhappy, when they're depressed. Kishom ein shum atzvus klal. Because in the presence of Hashem, there is no depression whatsoever. Rak oiz v'chedva b'mkoymo. As the pasuk says, there's only strength and happiness in the presence of Hashem. V'chol zman sheyesh eiz achizah lo'olam b'chinas atzvus, and therefore, so long as the world is still connected a little bit to depression, yefshar lichlol sham b'sharoshoy, the world cannot really plug into Hashem. Kishom rak simcha v'chedva, because there is only joy and happiness. Vein shum atzvus lefnei amokim kanal. There is no depression whatsoever in the presence of Hashem. Now, uklolius ha'olam, the entire world, hu bechinas shem Hashem, is referred to as the name of Hashem. Ki kol ha'olam is kulam, because all the worlds that Hashem created are actually a revelation and an expression of Hashem's kingdom, right? Because Hashem can only achieve recognition through his actions, through his creations. Hashem himself is invisible in this. There's no way to relate to Hashem whatsoever other than through his pe'ulot. Once there's a creation in it, then we can relate to Hashem as chesed and din and day and night, all the different things. Shaydeze levad anu yoydim imen isborach. It's only through Hashem's actions and creations that we can know of and relate to Hashem. Sheze bechinas shem Hashem. So that's another way of referring to the name of Hashem. Shehu bechinas hisgalus malchusay velakusis borach, which is the revelation and expression of his kingdom and his presence. We know that in Kriya Shema we say Baruch shem kevoid malchusay loylam v'ed, that the name is the Malchus, the name is the kingdom, and Hashem's kingdom is the world and everything in it. That's his kingdom, this is his palace, this is his place and everything. So another term for the world is the name of Hashem. Just like, for example, when I want to speak about a person, an individual person, when I mention the name of the person, in the name is included everything about that person. When I say Chaim Baruch Goldstein, I'm talking about a person who has the gray Toyota, and he lives on this and this block, and he has three wives, 12 kids, and he likes chocolate vanilla ice cream, you know. In the name is an expression of everything about that person. So the creation, which is the expression of Hashem, it's the only way that we relate to Hashem, the creation, the world, is referred to as Shem Hashem. Kayadua kol zeh, as all of this is known in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus. And when the world and everything in it plugs into Hashem through the happiness of a mitzvah, Azayin niskayim Hashem echod u'shmo echod kemoy shi'el osid. Then we're seeing the fulfillment of Hashem is one and his name is one, just like it's going to be in the future. כמו שקוסו, as it says, ביום ההוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו אחד. That in the future, Hashem and his name will be one. Meaning, היינו שהשם נכלל בו יספורך. That the name of Hashem, which is the revelation of Hashem in this world, and everything in it, and Hashem himself become one. שאחר הבריאה נכלל בקודם הבריאה. Everything that was created gets plugged into what was before creation, meaning Hashem himself. והכל, and how does all of that happen? על ידי השמחה כנל, through simcha. וזה שכוסף רבן עזל במקום אחר, and this is why רבן עזל writes in another book, in the book שיחוי סורן, רבי נחמן's wisdom, שעל ידי העצבוס אין האודם יודע משמוי. That through depression, when a person gets depressed, they don't even know their name. They can forget their name. וידי זה האודם שויכח שמוי לאחר מיסוסוי. And חס ושום, that can lead a person to forgetting their name after they pass away. When they come before the heavenly court, and the first thing they ask him is, who are you, buddy? And he stands there, and chas v'shalom, he doesn't know his name. The Sifrei Kabbalah say, big trouble, not a joke. Ki ha'odom tzorech lizkoy reshmoy lachar misosoy. Because a person must remember his name after he passes away. Ki bishvil zeh nivra odom, because that's why Hashem created him, lichloil zochor v'shomor yachad. To combine zochor and shomor. Aspaklaria sheina meira, baspaklaria meira. To combine an unclear vision to a clear vision. Shehu bechinas Hashem echod ushmo echod, which is the concept of Hashem and his name being one. Meaning, haynu sheyeh nichlal kol ha'olam. Shehu b'chinas shem, b'chinas haspaklari she'en amir, b'chinas shomar, b'chinas mekabel, sheyesh bo b'chinas atzvus, that the whole creation, the whole world, which is referred to as the name of Hashem, which is this unclear vision because it's distant from Hashem, which is in the category of shomar, which is taker, which has atzvus associated with it, that a Jew should be zoicha through his good deeds, which he does with happiness, enjoying the mitzvah itself, ad sheyevatel kol b'chinos hamekabel, till the person succeeds in eliminating all the taking, the ho'atzvus and the depression from the world, ad sheyia or halavona kor hachama, to the point where he succeeds in elevating the light of the moon to become equal to the light of the sun. Sheyikuyam mikro shekosef, that will see the fulfillment of the pasuk that says, es shnei hamaoirois hagdoilim, the two large lanterns. Sheyia achar abriya nichlo b'koydom abriya, so that after creation will be the same as before creation. It'll be just as pure as things were before creation. When there was only Hashem, the after creation will become just as pure. Because the true tzaddik, through his good deeds, is privileged. That through him, all of the worlds are no longer referred to as takers, but rather, because everything was created for the tzaddik. The chulam klulim boy, and everything is plugged into him. Shehu mashpia, he is a giver. Bechinas tzadik choinin venoisin, as the pasuk says. Vazai nizbarer venimtak bechinas aspaklari shena meira, and then that unclear vision gets fixed, gets corrected. Shehu bechinas klolius oilam, which is the whole materialistic world. So long as it's not plugged into the true tzaddik, it's in the category of aspaklaria she'ena meira. Avlo yidei zeh hatzaddik nimtak v'nichlal hakoil bebechinas aspaklaria she'meira. But through this tzaddik, who's doing the mitzvahs, you know, with this highest level of simcha, through him, everything gets corrected. and everything gets elevated to the status of aspeklaria meira, the clear vision. Ki nichlal achar abriya bekoidem abriya. And this is tied into the concept of a person remembering his name after he passes away. Because we need the name of the person to plug into Zohar. Shehu bechinas mashpia, sitra d'tchura. Zohar means to remember, and Zohar means male, M-A-L-E, a male child, which is the concept of a mashpia. The male is a mashpia, the female is a makabel. Shehu bechinas mashpia, sitra d'tchura. And one of the ways the person accomplishes that is by remembering his name. That the name, which we said before represents the whole creation, plugs into remembrance. Shehu sitra detchura, which is male. Bechinas mashpia, giver. That we achieve through simcha, the kind of simcha we described earlier, shebishvil ze nivra, which is the real purpose for which the person was created. This is the concept of the totality of all the worlds. Sheim bechinas shem Hashem, which represent the name of Hashem, bisharoshan, plugging into their source, their roots, which is Bechinas Hashem Echod Ushmo Echod. V'alkein, and therefore, mi sheyesh loy atzvus, a person who is depressed, dehainu she'enoy zoyche l'simcha, which means he's not really happy, ve'enoy zoyche lichloy les Hashem b'sharoshay, and therefore he doesn't succeed in plugging in the name to its roots, to its origin, the hainu lahalois habriya l'sharoshi, which means to elevate the whole creation, to plug it back into its roots, Hashem. V'alkein sheicheach eshmoi chas v'sham. That's why the person forgets his name. K'miachash yesh lo yatzvus shubchinas mekabel, because since this person is in a state of depression, which is taker, that causes the memory to become defective. Shehu b'chinas sitra d'tchura, b'chinas zohar gidua. Memory zikoroin is associated with zohar, male, mashpia, giver. Ve'enoy zoyche lichlo les Hashem b'chinas zikoroin. And he doesn't succeed in plugging in the name to the aspect of memory. He doesn't succeed in plugging in the creation to its roots, bechinas mashpia, to the roots of the mashpia, me'achar she'ein lo simcha v'kanal, because the person is not really happy. V'alkein, and therefore, achar amila, immediately after the mila has been performed, shehu bechinas simcha, which is a major joy and happiness, as we explained earlier. Noisna Hashem Latinoik. Now we're ready to give a name to the child. Kedeshia Nichlal Hashem Bisharoshoi. Set the name is plugging in to the beginning, to the roots. Kedeshia Yiske Liskaris Hashem. So again, if there's happiness, you're able to remember the name. Shia Nichlal Hashem Bibchinas Kolyos Eilomais Bisharoshoi. So that the name, which represents the whole creation, is plugging in to its source, to Hashem Himself. Bebechinas tzadik, bechinas mashpia, bechinas simcha, shezeo bechinas Hashem echod, ushmo echod. This is the concept of Hashem is one, and His name, which means His reputation, everything He's built up, all the worlds He created and everything in it, they all merge together and become one. We'll hold it over here for now.